See, your king shall come to you, meek and riding on an ass. You have revealed these things to little ones. I am meek and humble of heart. If you were trying to describe someone who is powerful, someone who's going to conquer the world, I'm not sure that's the type of description that you would give. Some of you remember I told you how blessed we were when Father Anish's superior came to visit from India a few weeks ago. And I told you the story of how I took him out to see Coronado Cross east of Dodge City, the site of the first mass ever offered on this side of the Mississippi River. So as he was preparing to leave Dodge City for his next stop, he was very gracious as he shared some words of thanksgiving with Bishop Brungart and Father Bob. And then he said, "Father Wesley, you are nothing like I expected." I have no idea what he meant by that. I don't know. "You're nothing like I expected." I can't help but think that when people met Jesus, they said, "You are nothing like I expected." For very different reasons, obviously. Think about Pontius Pilate. Think about the woman at the well. Think about Matthew at the tax collector's table. When they met Jesus, you wonder if they weren't thinking to themselves, "This is not who I expected." Primarily because Jesus laid out humility as the path to holiness and the foundation of prayer. Humility, the path to holiness, and the foundation of prayer. Well, it's clearly the path to holiness because humility is when I don't make it all about me. And when I make it not about me, then it can be more about others and more about God. When my life is less selfishness and more service, then I'm definitely on the path to holiness. And the Catechism itself says that humility is the foundation of prayer. It's only when I acknowledge that I don't know how to pray, that I struggle to pray, that I need God, it's only then that I can pray. St. Augustine said that man is a beggar before God. I have to humbly admit that I need prayer before I can really pray. And I don't think that humility comes naturally. We have to work at it, and it has to be intentional. Our natural desire, my natural desire, is to be admired. We desire to be popular. We desire to be esteemed. We desire to always be right. Well, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, gave some fabulous tips for how to grow in humility. Practical things to do or not do. Here's just a few of them. She said, "Don't make every conversation about yourself. Ask your little sister, how was your day today? What's on your mind? not just about me. Another tip, don't dwell on the faults of others. Yes, I know all the things that I'm better at than my teammate, than my coworker. But what do I gain by dwelling on that, other than justifying myself? Mother Teresa said, be courteous and kind, even when you're provoked by someone else. Don't respond in the same way. She said, give in discussions, even when you are right. This is like the tip to take on vacation with your family, right? Arguing endlessly about what happened 4 years ago or what's the better route to take. And the piece that I would add to this tip, this is me, not Mother Teresa, is to never say, I told you so, which gains nothing. And the final tip St. Teresa gives us, always choose the more difficult task. So you're dividing up the jobs, or we're all going to clean the house this morning. I'm going to take the job that no one else wants, the dirtier one, the harder one, the uglier one. Always choose the more difficult task. Let me repeat those great tips from St. Teresa of Calcutta to grow in humility. Don't make every conversation about yourself. Don't dwell on the faults of others. Be courteous and kind even when you're provoked by someone else. Give in discussions even when you're right. And always choose the more difficult task. You know, looking back at these different things I was going to share this morning, I thought, you know, Father, it's so obvious. You're just saying the obvious. Humility is the path to holiness, the foundation of prayer. You know, these tips for growing in humility, it's pretty clear, isn't it? But then why is humility so rare? So hard? It's because it takes work. If you practice acts of humility or practice those tips from St. Teresa, people will say, you're nothing like I expected. Because the world expects us to look out for ourselves. But the irony is that by not making it about us, we are taking care of ourselves. By giving ourselves for others.